plan for retirement without a regular income. Preparing for retirement can feel overwhelming, especially when you're used to a steady paycheck. But when you no longer have that regular income, covering expenses becomes a puzzle. Even now, while you're still working, it might be tough to make ends meet. So, how do you plan for a future where there's no salary or self-employment income? Decades ago, many workers relied on pensions from their companies. In 1980, about 39% of U.S. workers had pension plans. But nowadays, most companies don't offer them anymore. With pensions, if you worked for a company for a certain number of years, when you retired, the company would send you monthly checks for the rest of your life. Today, most American workers' retirement money comes from their Social Security checks and any savings they've put aside, usually in a 401k or an IRA, 10 steps for self-preparation. To make sure you have enough money for retirement, it's important to understand the rules and regulations for different retirement benefits available now. This includes knowing the deadlines related to your age and the calendar year. Missing a deadline can lead to financial penalties and fees. Follow these 10 steps to prepare yourself after retirement. 1. Maximizing Social Security. Social Security is crucial for retirement planning. Your benefits depend on your earnings and taxes paid during your working years, plus when you start receiving them. Benefits are adjusted yearly for inflation. You'll get payments until you pass away, with the average monthly benefit around $1,294 for individuals and $2,111 for couples. Payments are now made electronically. The age to receive full benefits varies. For those born between 1943 and 1954, it's 66, and later births require waiting longer. Waiting to collect increases payments by about 8% per year until age 70. Benefits are also available for disabled individuals and can be coordinated with a spouse's benefit. Use the My Social Security account on www.sib.gov/myaccount. for a reliable benefits estimate. 2. Make the most of Medicare. Hitting the big 65? It's time to dive into Medicare. This isn't just any milestone. It's crucial for your retirement game plan. With Medicare, you can kiss those sky-high health insurance costs goodbye, even if you've got a pre-existing condition. You'll still be covered, whether you retire or find yourself jobless. Medicare comes in 4 parts. Part A. This handles hospital stays, hospice care, and some home health care. Part B. Doctor visits, preventive services, and outpatient care? You got it covered. Part C. Medicare Advantage Plan. Consider this an upgrade. You'll snag Parts A, B, and D, plus some extra coverage from a private insurance company. It's like giving your health care a boost. Part D. Need prescription drugs? Part D has your back, making sure you're covered when those meds are a must. When it comes to staying healthy and stress-free in your golden years, Medicare's got your back. When you hit 65, Medicare is your go-to for health coverage. But watch out for deductibles and coinsurance. They can add up fast. Head to www.sa.gov/medicare/apply.html. Within 7 months of your birthday, to sign up and dodge late fees. Once you're in, don't skip the Welcome to Medicare checkup and any tests your doctor recommends. For prescription drug coverage, Medicare Part D, scope out your options using the Medicare Plan Finder at www.medicare.gov/find-a-plan. And mark your calendar from October 15th to December 7th. It's game time for changing up your coverage. 3. Boost your 401k balance. Pensions may be a thing of the past, but you can still build a solid retirement fund with a 401k plan. These plans have become the go-to retirement option for many Americans. In fact, in 2015, almost half of all American workers were using 401k plans. Unlike pensions, where the risk is mostly on the employer, with a 401k, you're in charge of your investment destiny. To make the most of it, you need to save diligently, choose your investments wisely, and be aware of fees and penalties. One big perk of 401k plans is when employers chip in. Does your employer offer a matching contribution plan? This means they'll match a portion of what you save, usually up to 6% of your pay. It's like free money for your retirement. Just note that there's often a waiting period before you're fully entitled to these employer contributions. 4. Invest in an IRA. If you have an IRA, you can claim a tax deduction on the money you set aside for retirement. But remember, when you take money out of your IRA, you'll have to pay taxes on it. Unlike a 401k from your job, an IRA gives you more investment options. When you switch jobs, you can move your old company's 401k funds into your personal IRA. You can add money to your IRA from various sources like wages, salaries, bonuses, and self-employment income. However, once you reach 70 and a half years old, you can't claim a tax deduction on your IRA contributions. The maximum you can contribute to your IRA annually is $5,500, but if you're 50 or older, you can put in up to $6,500. If you're married, you can also contribute to your spouse's IRA. 5. Add tax diversification with a Roth account. When you invest in a Roth account, you won't get any tax breaks upfront, but the big plus comes later. When you withdraw money during retirement, no taxes. However, there are some rules to follow for this tax-free benefit to kick in. Your Roth account needs to be 5 years old, and you must be at least 59 and a half years old. The U.S. government guarantees that the value of a special Roth retirement account, called MIRA, will never go down. But be cautious. If you withdraw funds from a Roth account before retirement, you'll face penalty fees. There's a 6% excise tax if you put more money into a Roth IRA than allowed. You can contribute up to $18,000 annually to a Roth 401k and $5,500 to a Roth IRA. One of the best things about Roth accounts is that it's cheaper to withdraw money before retirement compared to a traditional retirement account. 6. Minimize taxes before and after retirement. In the United States, the tax system encourages people to save for retirement by offering incentives. There are 7 strategies to help you minimize the taxes you pay on your retirement savings. The first 4 strategies involve setting up different types of accounts before retirement: 401k, IRA, Roth 401k, or Roth IRA. Each has its benefits and rules. The 5th strategy is called catch-up contributions. If you're 50 or older, you can invest extra money, $6,000 more in your 401k and $1,000 more in your IRA, to boost your retirement savings. 7. Cut costs and fees on your retirement investments. Financial companies often charge fees on retirement accounts, but you can dodge many of them. Look for funds with the lowest costs that still match your investment goals. Pick funds that offer lower fees for keeping a minimum balance. Imagine putting $25,000 in a 401k with a 7% annual return and a 0.5% yearly fee. After 35 years, you'll have $227,000. But if you invest the same in a fund with a 1.5% fee, you'll only end up with $163,000 after 35 years. 8. Control your housing costs. Your housing costs can eat up a big chunk of your income. If you want more money for your future, it's smart to save on housing. One way is to pay off your mortgage faster. Put extra money towards it whenever you can. Another option is to move somewhere smaller or cheaper. Places with a lower cost of living can save you a lot of cash. Take Yuma, Arizona, for example. The median home there costs way less than in San Francisco. By making smart choices about where you live, you can stash away more money for retirement. 9. Reduce your cost of living. To save money, try reducing your monthly expenses. For instance, swap out your pricey cable TV for a cheaper $20 per month internet TV and movie service. Working from home means no more spending on commuting, office attire, or lunch. With extra time on your hands, you can even tackle home repairs and maintenance tasks yourself. 10. Reinvent your life. Choose when you want to retire wisely, considering your finances first. You might need to work longer than you plan to ensure a comfortable retirement. Working longer could mean more Social Security benefits for you. Keep in mind that some companies have specific retirement policies that you'll need to follow. Retirement Planning Checklist. When it comes to retirement, staying on top of deadlines is crucial for maximizing benefits and avoiding penalties. Follow these tips to ensure a smooth transition. Plan to spend your savings. Calculate your expenses and compare them to your retirement income, including savings and Social Security. Aim to withdraw 3% to 4% of your savings annually to cover your costs comfortably. Consider consolidating your retirement accounts. Merge your IRAs and 401ks into a traditional IRA and Roth IRA to simplify management and potentially reduce fees. Centralizing your investments in one account at a single institution can streamline your financial strategy. Fully fund your retirement accounts. Before retirement, ramp up your savings by allocating as much of your paycheck as possible to your retirement accounts. Remember, IRAs and Roth IRAs accept contributions only from earned income, so take advantage while you're still earning. Watch your minimum distributions. Once you reach 70 and a half, ensure you meet the required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts each year to avoid hefty tax penalties. Familiarize yourself with the rules to avoid any surprises. Decide how you will spend your time. Make sure to spend your time doing things you enjoy. Build a social life around activities that make you happy. Milestone ages for retirement planning. When you hit 50, you can start making extra contributions to your retirement savings accounts, like your IRA or 401k. At 55, if you're not working, you won't get penalized for taking money out of your last job's 401k. Once you hit 59.5, you won't have to pay extra fees for taking money out of your retirement accounts early. And at 62, you can start getting Social Security payments. 5 websites every retiree needs to visit. For Social Security info, check out www.sit.gov/myaccount. To sign up for benefits, go to www.sit.gov/retire/apply.html. If you need Medicare, visit www.sit.gov/medicare/apply.html. For Medicare Part D, go to www.medicare.gov/find-a-plan. And if you need info on state healthcare plans before you can get Medicare, check out www.healthcare.gov. You still may be able to secure a pension. Pensions are rare these days. You usually need to work for certain places like the government or big companies in specific industries. Or you might need to be in a particular union. Key points. 1. Maximize Social Security benefits by understanding eligibility and claiming strategies. 2. Utilize Medicare effectively to manage healthcare costs during retirement. 3. Build a robust retirement fund through 401k plans and IRAs, maximizing employer contributions. 4. Consider tax-efficient strategies like Roth accounts to diversify retirement savings. 5. Minimize taxes and fees on retirement investments to maximize long-term returns. 6. Control housing and living costs to increase savings potential for retirement. 7. Stay informed about retirement milestones and utilize online resources for guidance and planning.